Earth, sky.
Bacteria have been rapidly eating a long undersea plume of oil in the Gulf of Mexico. The plume was thought to contain up to 20% of the total oil spilled after the Deepwater Horizon blowout. Terry Hazen, a microbial ecologist with the Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory, and his team published their research on these bacteria in the journal Science.
Soon after we get out there, on May 25th, we detected a signal for hydrocarbons, and this being oil, down deep at about 1,100 meters.
Dr. Hazen said he suspected there might be oil-eating microbes around the plume because the seafloor there has many natural seeps of oil.
Now, according to Ian McDonald at Florida State University, there is the equivalent of two Exxon Valdez spills going into the Gulf of Mexico every year from natural seeps. And this has been going on for millions of years. So if I had to bet where I would find oil-degrading bacteria down deep, this would have been one of the spots.
Back in the lab, said Hazen, clone samples of the newly discovered bacteria appear to be able to digest a quantity of oil half the volume of the Gulf oil plume about every 3 days.
Now, did they degrade every single component of the oil? It's doubtful. And there could be some long-term effects from some of these very, very low concentrations. We don't know.
Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.